Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I hope you'll check out my websites when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the one where you'll find all the things that we do here, and the archives, the interviews, the articles, the Brain Trust, our 2,000 member of Brain Trust, the largest community of small business experts in the world. If you want to know something, you know, if we haven't done it, they have on their website. So if you hear somebody on my show, if you hear a guest on my show, just you go and find them on my website and follow them home. Track them all the way back to their, you know, we don't block you from anything. We want you to find whatever information you need. If you can find something, you know, if you can find their blog, if you like one of my guests, it happens all the time. People tell me this all the time. You like this guest, you go to their website, you subscribe to their blog, and hang out with them. And you can make sure that we send you whenever they're on the show, we'll send you the interview, the RSS feed of that interview. Well, that's right there on the website, and it's all free. Everything's free for you there on the website. So whenever you're hanging out with us and you see something you like, just check it out. We got a lot more of it there on the website. Also, I hope you check out my book website, ageofthecustomer.com. My new book's called The Age of the Customer, and the website is ageofthecustomer.com. And we've got some special deals there. We've got autograph copy option there. We've got a 3-book option there. We've got the ebook there. All the formats that you could possibly need. You got a link to Amazon. If you got an Amazon account, you'd rather buy from Amazon. We love that too. So check all that out. And one of the things that I talk a lot about in my book is expectations. Everything that you and I are going to do tomorrow, I'm talking about literally tomorrow. Everything that you and I are going to do in our business tomorrow, or a month from now, or a year from now, or 5 years from now, or 10 years from now, everything is going to be driven by one thing, and one thing only. And that is whatever your customers expect from you. Well, let me rephrase that. Whatever they expect from whomever they do business with, because it might not be you. If you don't find a way to achieve relevance with them, to where you become relevant to them in response to those expectations. If the expectation is first, they're seeking relevance second, you deliver that relevance third, you become part of maybe you get the business, maybe you become one of a couple or a handful of options that they have. And then, my friends, and only then do they start considering whether you are competitive or not. That's what happens. This is how it works in the age of the customer. This little scenario I just described to you is the reason why so many businesses are struggling right now. It's not so much the economy. Part of it is the economy still hasn't completely come back yet. But a lot of it is that you're not getting the business. Are you looking around and seeing other people getting business that you should be getting, and you don't know what are you doing? You're doing the same thing you did in 1995 to get their business. Why aren't they coming back? Why aren't they calling you? Why are they resisting your overtures, your advertising, your marketing, your proposals, your phone calls, your emails? Why are they doing that? Well, it's because your customers, including the ones who you did business with 20 years ago, but especially the younger ones, the newer ones, I should say, not necessarily younger ones, the newer ones. All of them have expectations today that are different than their expectations were even 5 years ago. How about this? Even a year ago. Maybe even different from yesterday. And when they look around, and guess what, folks? They don't really understand. Customers don't really know that they have these new expectations. They just know what they want. They know what they like. They have these new tools, this new capability of finding out what's available. And they gravitate toward that. And so they're not mad at you. If they don't come back to talk to you, they're not mad at you, my friends. You're just becoming irrelevant to them. And they're sitting there with their expectations in their mind, looking for relevance around those expectations. All that's first. And then once they find what they're looking for, then they start thinking about who's competitive, who's got the best price, and who has got the best delivery, selection, etc. But then when they find out that two or three of you are very close, then they're going to come back for relevance to deliver on those expectations. Check it out, folks. You can find out more about this on my website. A lot of this is on the website, but it's also in the book if you'd like to get all the context. Age of the Customer. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.